Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've seen some signs that the economy is starting to recover from the coronavirus pandemic, but there are still more than 20 million people out of work. And that puts the prospects for a second round of stimulus top of mind. But there's a wrinkle. As Congress debates how to provide economic relief, it wants to ensure that it makes financial sense for people to go back to work when businesses reopen and not rely on jobless benefits.
A lot of people without jobs right now, they're actually collecting more in benefits than they were making when they were working. And part of the reason for that is Congress just needed to pass something very quickly. States didn't really have a lot of ability to tailor payments. So, for example, if you said we want people to make, 80% of their wage, it was difficult to do that. And so they just said, all right, extra $600 for everybody.
That's our reporter, Kate Davidson. Coming up, she'll discuss the incentives that Congress is considering to get people to go back to work. The sweetened unemployment benefits in the federal stimulus package were so sweet, it made more sense for some people to not return to work. That's a major topic of discussion as Congress puts together another round of stimulus. Our reporter Kate Davidson is with us to explain. So Kate, let's start with, where do things stand with support for a second round of stimulus among lawmakers and the White House?
Well, the conversations are really in the very early stages. I think the administration is just really, in the last few weeks, I think, starting to think about the types of proposals that they would support. On the House side, House Democrats have actually already advanced a bill, a fairly large one. CBO said it would cost about $3.5 trillion that would do a bunch of things, mainly extending a lot of the support that we already know about, more stimulus payments, aid for states, or much more aid for states that actually they feel like there hasn't been enough of that yet, and extending unemployment benefits. Republicans are a little more uncertain. They raise concerns about, all the spending that Congress has already done, and they've sort of cautioned that lawmakers should take a slower approach, really get it right, figure out which areas of the economy need the most support before they pass another bill.
Now, a stimulus check is on the table, but it's unemployment benefits as part of the overall package. That's got Congress weighing a lot of numbers.
Yes, it does. So one of the issues that lawmakers have with these unemployment benefits, these enhanced payments, is that a lot of people without jobs right now, they're actually collecting more in benefits than they were making when they were working. And part of the reason for that is Congress just needed to pass something very quickly. States didn't really have a lot of ability to tailor payments. So for example, if you said we want people to make, 80% of their wage, it was difficult to do that. And so they just said, all right, extra $600 for everybody. But now Republicans are raising concerns that, are workers not going to want to come back to their jobs if businesses reopen because they're making so much in unemployment? There's not really much data that's supporting that. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence. But nevertheless, that's an issue that I think everyone agrees the payments are not going to be just extended at the same level. So what's the right number? Do we shrink them to $300? Is it $400? Do we set it as a share of people's wages and just hope that states have time to figure it out? It's very complicated.
And what kind of back-to-work incentives are being floated?
Well, there's one idea that's gotten a lot of attention from Senator Rob Portman, and he would essentially provide kind of a back-to-work bonus for workers. And I think the general idea is, that if workers are going to forego this extra money, if you will, through, say, the end of the year, that they would get some portion of that, almost like a, like I said, a bonus for going back to work, that they're giving up these enhanced benefits. The issue with that is, folks who have stayed in their jobs, for maybe first responders or teachers or just anyone who's considered essential, who's continued to go to work, they're not getting extra money. So that's one of the concerns. But Secretary Mnuchin said on Thursday that some kind of rehiring tax credit could be something that they would look at including in the next bill, again, to provide an incentive for people to come back. And the counter argument, again, from Democrats is that people just might not have jobs to come back to. It's too soon to know whether a lot of businesses are going to be able to reopen or whether there might be further shutdowns if there are more outbreaks of the virus, which we are starting to see in some states.
But as these debates go on, there are a lot of money-related deadlines that are coming in late June and in July.
they want to be deliberate, but they don't really have a lot of time if they want to deal with this before some issues pop up. So there's a few of them. Number one is that a lot of states begin their fiscal year on July 1st. And right now they're trying to plan their budgets for the year. And they are just facing huge revenue gaps, budget shortfalls. So revenue is really only one piece of it. But if you think about all the businesses that are closed, you know, the sales taxes that states are missing, for example, from restaurants and stores that have been closed, they're really, you know, not going to get that back. As one economist said to me, I'm not going to go out to eat 10 times as much when things open up. That's just money that's gone. At the same time, they're facing higher costs for services, things like unemployment and healthcare. So states are facing a big budget shortfall, and they really need to know whether they're going to get support from the federal government to help them with that. Otherwise, they have to start cutting spending. They have to start laying people off. And we're already starting to see some layoffs happening. We saw that in the jobs report numbers that came out last week. Unemployment benefits also, one thing that Congress did in March was they enhanced those payments. People who are unemployed collecting jobless benefits, they get an extra $600 a week, but that's only through the end of July. So there's a concern that if those payments just stop, all these unemployed people, they're going to see like a 50 to 75% pay cut immediately, which, given how many people are still unemployed, that could be a huge hit to the economy.
Seems like Washington is walking a fine line here between wanting to put money in people's pockets and not making things look too dire. And there's another elephant in the room. It's an election year.
That is a very big elephant. I think it's been puzzling, I think, for some people watching this debate, is that clearly, as Fed Chairman Powell said this week, more fiscal support would be better, would do more for the economy more quickly. And so you would think, actually, that Republicans might be supportive of a lot more spending, which a lot of folks think the economy may need, in order to boost the president's reelection chances. Just if he can say, I delivered all this aid for Michigan, for Wisconsin, for Florida, that would be a good thing. So it is a little bit puzzling that that Republicans are so hesitant to do that. But I suppose it's not all that different from what we saw in the years after the last recession, when you had this wave of Tea Party Republicans who were very nervous about rising deficits. And that's kind of what we're starting to hear right now. A lot of economists are saying it's just way too soon. The economy is still too fragile to be worrying about that.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. Kate, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.